Chapter 10, Back in the United States of America, Saturday, July 23rd, 1988. During breakfast, Lydia and I made plans for the day, and then we got ready to travel to the United States. I had no problems to cross the border again. The beautiful home models I could see during our trip caught my attention, especially because most of them were made of wood. I could perceive that the material used to build the Canadian and American homes and the models they have are different in both countries. We arrived at Lydia's daughter's house. Her grandchildren were having breakfast and watching TV. Jeremy invited us to watch a film made and produced by himself. It was a story with heroes and bandits. The actors were Sandra, Lydia's daughter, Kirk, Jeremy, and some of his friends. With a light heart, he showed me some of the devices he used to film and also said that he had made some others with a camera he had received as a gift time ago on the Canadian border. After spending some time with Lydia's family, we went back to Canada. Kirk and Jeremy came with us this time. On the border, Lydia told the immigration officer that she had been in the United States to pick up her grandchildren who were going to spend the weekend with her. Once we were home, she prepared dinner, chicken with potatoes and cauliflower salad. As we ate, we conversed and exchanged some ideas. It was interesting to hear Lydia's grandchildren's American accent as opposed to Lydia's Canadian one. As usual, we went for a walk to the beach. I learned something new every day. For instance, upon conversing with people who only spoke English, I could get to know their way of thinking, feeling, and what they believed in, as well as about their culture and people. When I went to bed at midnight, I had the feeling that it had been a very productive day for me in the sense that I could practice English with people who have different accents.